Sal Risalvato from New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Automobile Association. Sal?
Am I on? Yes, good. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Thank you very much for holding this hearing and allowing me to testify. I would like to reiterate things that I have said in the past at similar hearings. My organization, we represent gasoline retailers. We sell gasoline and diesel fuel. And I have been trying to get my members for the last 13 years to change their mentality a bit, to look into the future, and to stop thinking as if they are in the gasoline and diesel fuel, the petroleum business, and think instead that they are in the transportation energy business. I started thinking this way 41 years ago, actually this month, the last time we had this kind of a problem with Iran that ironically is happening right now with the Iran oil embargo. My reasons then for thinking this way are different than we are talking about here today, as we're thinking more about climate change. But we are also in an energy situation as well. We are not opposed to this legislation. However, we would like a simple change, and we've been asking for it, and quite frankly, I'm surprised that this simple change has not been made. We would like everywhere in the bill where it says plug-in electric to be changed to zero emissions electric. And the reason for that is this. There is an emergence of hydrogen fuel, and we are ignoring that. And hydrogen fuel vehicles are where electric vehicles were maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. And it is very important that it be recognized what's happening with hydrogen and the differences. There is a great similarity to filling up a hydrogen vehicle right now as there is to filling your vehicle up with gasoline. You pull into a hydrogen location, 3 minutes later, you're out of there, you're going 300 miles. Right now, if you have a battery electric vehicle, you have to search for a location to recharge, and you have to sit there for a half hour, and maybe you have a full charge to go about 200 miles. That's a big difference. One battery fueling point, one electric fueling point, maybe will fill two cars in an hour. One hydrogen fueling point is going to fill somewhere between 15 and 20 cars an hour. Once all the people that are recognizing that electricity is the way to fuel our cars, once they recognize the similarity and convenience to refueling hydrogen, battery electric is going to be gone and hydrogen is going to emerge even faster. This legislation actually puts a roadblock by setting the goals it does for battery electric and excludes hydrogen. And I think this committee would be making a mistake to not make that amendment. There are a lot of things to consider that hydrogen will emerge once the foothold is there. There is a reason for retailers to get into a hydrogen fueling station, as well as there is a reason for retailers to get into an electric charging station. Right now, the best place to fuel your car is where you're fueling it right now, at my members' locations. People are accustomed to that. The facilities are there. People will need to recharge, even if they charge their vehicles at home. And filling up out on the road, it is inconvenient to find locations, and the length of time it takes to charge, and then the distance you get to go. That changes with hydrogen. This legislation literally puts a roadblock to hydrogen, and this committee would be making a mistake if it does not make that change. That is where we stand as an organization, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Next, we have Ray.